GWA, this is Lady Vicarian again, and today I am answering my first questionnaire, which is Nicol Silver's inaugural questionnaire, Random Division, apparently. I am prone to rambling, so I will do my best not to do that too much, otherwise this will end up being far too long. So we'll start with the first question, which is, what sex, act or position sounds great in theory, but unless you make the qualifying round of the Olympic gymnastics team, is not likely to happen? I'm not sure about gymnastics, but I have to say, the standing 69 position, I think I'd be immensely worried about being dropped on my head during, which is not pleasant, and all sorts of nasty accidents could happen with that one. So, I'd have to definitely say the standing 69. Looks great in theory. Not quite in reality. Number two, if any artist of any era could paint you in all your naked glory, who would you pick and why? I'd have to say Roger Dean. Because he was the artist that first got me interested in fantasy art when I was in school, which also motivated me to try a little harder with my own drawing. I still can't draw for toffee, but, you know, I do actually still enjoy it. So, yes, I think Roger Dean, and he does paint quite interesting depictions of females. Three. You need to elevate your mood. Lickety-split, what colour in your wardrobe reliably does the trick? See, the problem is most of my wardrobe is black. I would say the other colour would probably be a nice dark red. I feel good in red, so yes, I definitely have to be red. Number four. Would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? Always too big. I am a creature of comfort, very much so. You know when I'm making an effort when I'm actually dressed up, because otherwise I like my big t-shirts and my jeans, which is not quite as sexy as leather and whatnot, but definitely more comfortable. So yes, big shirts please, nice and roomy. Number six, read one of the following paragraphs any way you choose. Well, I'm just going to read it normally, but here we go. Oh, let's choose one. Then came the food. Platter after platter of sizzling, decadent, rich, sodium sugar-drenched food. Steaming plush pork buns and bright green broccoli and thick lobster sauce. Sticky brown noodles paired with sweet shrimp and glazed chicken. Briny, chewy clams swimming in a subtle black bean gravy. Cilantro-infused scallion pancakes. A dozen dumplings stuffed with a curiously, addictively spicy seafood. She ate everything on every plate, each bite accompanied with a thick forkful of white rice. Okay. If you had to change your username to a colour, what would your new name be and why would you choose that name? I would choose cerulean blue, merely because it's a lovely phrase to say and it sounds nice. What's something your instinct tries to make you do? I completely glossed over that. What's something your instinct tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do it? I don't know, I guess I get that common one whenever you're standing on the edge of a cliff or, you know, something that doesn't have a railing, and you just get that idle thought of what happens if I just put one foot forward, and it's a very strange feeling. And I do believe I've actually missed a question, which is, what's your go-to way to get extra endorphins? Okay, I'm going to be really geeky and really sad here and say video games. I love a great boss battle, or I like something that, you know, I have to fight for. Saying that, I did try Dark Souls once and decided that was working a little too hard, because I just got absolutely murdered every time and that just frustrated me. But yes, give me a good RPG or a fighting game and that certainly gets the endorphins going. Okay. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? Oh God. I mean, I could make up a bullshit one, but I think if I could have the truth to absolutely any question, it would be why I'm here. I've always felt sort of adrift, and I think having some sort of answer or having some sort of reason to be to have been put here, even though I am a complete atheist. Yeah, I'd like to know the answer to that. Why am I here? Okay, if you could play strip poker followed by Twister with anyone, who'd it be? I'd have to say Russell Howard, who's a British comedian. He is somebody who would make that extremely funny. And amongst other things, I'm very big on humour. And yes, I could choose somebody to have sexy time oiled Twister with, but yeah, I'm going to go with funny and I'd choose Russell Howard. And lastly, panda or puppy? Well, I am always going to pick the puppy because, you know, dogs. And this puppy is eating an ice cream rather ineptly and it's extremely cute. Well, I hope this answers all of the questions that you wanted. I do apologise if I did ramble. And have a great evening.